We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Nick Rocho. It's Thursday, September 25th, 2025. 6 a.m. Wednesday morning. An eager hum fills the campus instructional facility. A crowd that leaves only standing room sits and waits, alert, despite the still dark morning. They are here to witness the historic launch of NASA's Carruthers Geo-Corona Observatory. One of the three crafts being launched, Carruthers will image and survey the Earth's exosphere, keeping track of changes in its density, size, and shape. The telescope's namesake is George R. Carruthers, physicist, engineer, and Granger College of Engineering alum. In 1972, Carruthers designed a far ultraviolet camera which landed on the moon with Apollo 16, becoming the first telescope on another planetary body. That telescope similarly imaged the exosphere. This new craft, only 531 pounds and the size of a couch, will orbit Earth at the Lagrange 1 point.
The Lagrange point is very special because it's a, you could call it a parking spot, that's right in between the Earth and the Sun that gives you a very stable orbit with very minimal effort.
That was Joseph Gonzalez, professor at the university and former Boeing space launch engineer. He explains the various preparations the rocket receives before its ascent. Then, silence filled the room as the countdown hit 1 minute.
T-minus 15 seconds. E-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Finally, an applause at liftoff. The crowd is united by not only a love of the cosmos, but the legacy left by George R. Carruthers, whose work continues to propel science starbound. The crowd is united not only by a love of the cosmos, but the legacy left behind by George R. Carruthers, whose work continues to propel science starbound. Traveling back from space, there was a Champaign City Council study session Tuesday night to discuss the Strategic Neighborhood Action Plan and its proposed areas of study. The plan aims to use a data-driven approach to identify neighborhoods at risk of displacement and gentrification, enabling a more effective allocation of resources to these areas. To identify what neighborhoods should be prioritized for study, data was collected on redevelopment factors, affordability factors, and livability factors. Neighborhoods were then scored and ranked using this data. The areas determined to be of high priority were Eastside, Kenwood, Centennial Park, and West Springfield Avenue. The council voted unanimously in favor of completing the plan's analysis and selecting the identified areas for an upcoming planning process. To learn more about the Strategic Neighborhood Action Plan, please visit champaignil.gov. In entertainment, Chicago-based hip-hop artist Adam Killa is set to perform this Friday at Canopy Club as a part of the On My Granny It's Homecoming show. Perhaps best known for his viral social media skits, Adam Killa has amassed a following of nearly 800,000 on TikTok and over 420,000 on Instagram, where he promotes his music by publicly filming his dances alongside eye-catching prompts. Adam Killa's saga in Urbana began last Thursday when U of I students blew up the comments section in his video asking viewers which in-state college he should come visit. After announcing yesterday that he'd be coming to Canopy Club on Friday night, ticket prices immediately jumped for the event, with attendees being able to pay extra for a meet-and-greet event after the show. On My Granny It's Homecoming featuring Adam Killa will be held on Friday at 10 p.m. at the Canopy Club. In case if you were unaware, happy homecoming, Illini! Head to the Bardeen Engineering Quad and Grisanio Plaza tomorrow, September 26th, to enjoy the Illini Union Board's Homecoming Carnival. From noon to 3 p.m., enjoy attractions including mini-golf, a mechanical bull, human foosball, balloon artists, stuff a plush, and prize giveaways. Cotton candy, popcorn, and snow cones will also be available to attendees while supplies last. In case of inclement weather, the carnival's rain location will be the Illini Union Ballroom. Enjoy the festivities, stay safe, and have a happy homecoming. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Sadie Parkinson, Sean Farnsley, Adam Edwards, and Grace Avila. From WPG News, I'm Nick Rocha.